a native food summit brought tribal leaders, advocates, and educators together in Billings this week to talk about access to traditional indigenous foods. Kayla DeRoche has more.
Chef Mariah Gladstone stands in front of almost 250 attendees for a live cooking demonstration. Today, Gladstone stuffs a wild green called lamb's quarters into a blender. This version of pesto includes sunflower seeds and wild garlic seeds. A member of the audience steps in as a taste tester.
It's delicious.
It's kind of brassy. There's a crunch when I bite, which is different in pesto.
Gladstone guides the audience through the recipe. The pesto will be used to season trout, which is still uncooked on the table and faded for the frying pan.
I breaded it, or corned it. In the blue corn, and I'm just going to use a little bit of sunflower oil to pan fry this.
Gladstone and fellow chef Sean Sherman answer questions while the trout fries. This demonstration is part of what's officially known as the Flavors of Home Native Food Sovereignty Summit, which national nonprofits Share Our Strength put together with local partners as part of their No Kid Hungry campaign. Chef Gladstone, who's Cherokee and Blackfoot, defines food sovereignty as the right of people to control their own food systems and to have access to healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate, and sustainable foods. Gladstone is trying to further that mission with IndigiKitchen, a multimedia cooking show that educates people about indigenous foods and recipes.
Native people in Montana and across the country have faced a disconnection from our traditional food systems, and a lot of this has been a systematic erasure and erosion of our ability to obtain traditional foods, and then over time a generational forgetfulness of what qualifies as traditional food and how to prepare those.
Gladstone says she strives to reteach the information about traditional foods on IndigiKitchen, and she gets creative, like with the trout and pesto recipe she demonstrates at the summit. Many members of the audience are there to learn and take back new knowledge to their communities. Brian Jones is an organizer of the event as part of the No Kid Hungry campaign. He also hopes to learn something to bring back to his community of Ashland, Montana, where he's food service director at St. Labre Indian School.
We serve a lot of buffalo, so by learning here of the things that I can add to it naturally, the natural seasonings that'll help season and bring out those flavors is a huge bonus here.
He says at his school, they try to stick to simple and nutritious ingredients. And he says education is vital in moving away from dependence on commodities and processed foods.
The more we can educate in our school systems of that you can go out and you can forage these things, you know, in our backyards basically, and in other areas, and how to incorporate them into our foods that we have, I think we can slowly move back to being able to take care of ourselves in a healthier way.
The Flavors of Home Native Food Sovereignty Summit isn't the only such event this summer in Billings. The Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council will hold its second annual Food Sovereignty Summit, Roots of a Sovereign Nation, in August. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.